Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Police are on the hunt for those responsible for allegedly stabbing a man in the back in Muswellbrook overnight. Officers were called to a laneway between Tobruk Avenue and Glenbourne Place at about 6 p.m. They were told an 18-year-old was walking down the lane when he was approached by two males and assaulted. He was stabbed twice. A member of the public called police and the man was taken to Muswellbrook Hospital before being flown by the Westpac Rescue helicopter to the John Hunter in a stable condition. Police are asking anyone who saw something, a group of males, anything suspicious, to get in touch via the Muswellbrook Police Station or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Police have arrested a teenager in Singleton over a deliberately lit fire in the Nundle State Forest and 2 years of investigating. In October 2019, 533 hectares of the Nundle State Forest in Tamworth was destroyed by an out-of-control bushfire. Police will allege that during their investigation, they were alerted to the theft of 200 litres of diesel fuel from a logging excavator in the forest in October 2019. Following extensive inquiries, investigators arrested a 19-year-old man at a home in Bridgman near Singleton at about 12:45 yesterday. He was taken to the police station, charged and granted conditional bail to appear at a children's court in July. Farmers say they need more immediate help to tackle the mouse plague. The New South Wales Farmers Vice President says the state government's current baiting package is impractical and can't even start yet. He's arguing the simplest and safest way would be to offer a rebate on zinc phosphide bait. Shadow Primary Industries Minister and Maitland MP Jenny Aitchison says that proposal makes sense.
We're looking at farmers who've already spent $150,000 in some cases, a reimbursement from government of $25,000 when there's a package out there that just can't be accessed is not unreasonable.
And major structural damage sustained during the March wet weather event has forced the ongoing closure of the Barrington Tops Forest Road from the Gloucester end due to the high risk the road might collapse. The Forestry Corporation of New South Wales Senior Manager of Forest Stewardship said repairing the road was a priority and engineering assessments had been fast-tracked. The road is the only access to the State Forest and National Park from the east coast and is used as an alternative access route between Gloucester and Scone, so it is absolutely a top priority for repair. This Sunday at Olympic Park from 10:30, Bengalla Hunter Valley Group 21's under 14 rep side will face off against the Canterbury Bulldogs development side. The action doesn't stop there. Afterwards, the under 15 rep team faces the Dogs, which will kick off a big day of league action. Craig Wilson from the Pathways and Development Officer at the Bulldogs says the boys are looking forward to Sunday.
Here with the Bulldogs, the County Bulldogs, we've had a relationship with the Greater Northern area, in particular Group 21. The opportunity came up to play some games and we're going to make a regular thing of this. The local kids down here are really looking forward to it. It's a hit out for them to play in the blue and white colours, which they love to do. So we're bringing a side of under-14s and under-15s and they've actually said the boys are pretty excited, looking forward to playing the country, lads. Bring on Sunday, the boys are saying down here.
I'm Jessica Rouse and that's your latest local news and sport.